From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. In Tunisia, the Speaker of the House was sworn in as interim president today. He's asked the prime minister to form a unity government. Riots were reported overnight in Tunis after its longtime ruler was forced to flee the capital. Eleanor Beardsley reports people are cautiously hoping that democracy will return to the North African nation.
Tunis' streets are full of tanks and police today after the tumultuous events of the last 24 hours. Even though there was a curfew overnight, shops and the train station were burned. There are also reports of prison fires around the country where inmates have been killed. Tunisian President Ben Ali fled Tunisia last night. The situation remains unclear. Many people on the streets today are afraid to speak to reporters, but Basma Moussa does. She says she's out taking stock of the situation. "We are proud, really, really proud of what we did," she says. "But we're also very, very tired," says Moussa. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Tunis.
Today is the final day of voting in Sudan on whether the southern part of the country should become independent. Former President Jimmy Carter is in Khartoum serving as a monitor. He says the election process has been orderly in both the north and the south. Results are expected shortly after the polls close tonight. Analysts predict the vote in the South will be overwhelmingly for independence. The ruling party in the North has said it would accept that. Iraqi army sources say an Iraqi soldier opened fire on U.S. troops today in the northern city of Mosul. Two U.S. soldiers were killed, a third was wounded. The incident occurred while U.S. soldiers were engaged in a training exercise with an Iraqi military unit. Iraqi officials say two Iraqi soldiers are now in custody. The Federal Mine Safety and Health Administration is honoring requests from the Department of Justice to delay the public phase of its investigation into a mine disaster that killed 29 workers. John Higsbergen of West Virginia Public Broadcasting has more.
U.S. Attorney Booth Goodwin says the agency informed his office that it has substantially concluded its interviews and was planning to move forward with public hearings into the cause of the April explosion at the Upper Big Branch mine. Goodwin expressed his concerns in a prepared statement.
"To release the transcripts or hold public hearings at which testimony would be taken could hinder the criminal investigation that my office is leading up and any potential prosecution resulting therefrom."
Mine safety officials say they have agreed to postpone the release of interview transcripts and the scheduling of public hearings. Goodwin was not surprised by MSHA's reaction, since his office has been in dialogue with the agency. MSHA says it remains committed to eventually holding public hearings and making the transcripts available. For NPR News, I'm John Hingsbergen in Charleston, West Virginia.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. Health insurer Blue Shield of California is rejecting efforts to postpone its third rate hike in premiums since last fall. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports the insurance commissioner requested a 60-day delay beginning March 1st when the increase is due to take effect.
The request was made after insurance commissioner Dave Jones called the rate hike excessive. Blue Shield of California says the initial phase of the increase would go into effect March 1st. However, the insurer said it would voluntarily submit its rates to an independent review and offer refunds if warranted. The rate increase by Blue Shield of California on nearly 200,000 policyholders who buy insurance on their own could ultimately jump as much as 59% for some customers. The insurance commissioner has limited authority to stop rate hikes. Insurers say higher premiums are warranted to offset rising health care costs. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
President Obama today promised to work with both Democrats and Republicans in the aftermath of the Arizona shootings last week. He said this is a time of great challenge. In his weekly address, the president praised the sense of community displayed in Congress, saying members from all political persuasions rose to honor Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, injured last Saturday. Congressman Jeff Flake of Arizona delivered the Republican address. He also spoke of the shootings, noting that it took place while Giffords was meeting with constituents, something he called a fundamental duty of a lawmaker. He said lawmakers have a duty to listen and to represent, that what he called this inhumane act should not cow them into doing otherwise. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
Support for